I can't find it here in my email, yes. But I can look at it more carefully. But the stat or the credentials for the remote kit. I thought we had a designated remote.
I thought it was called remote. Yeah,
right.
That's what I thought it was called.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we should change this back to.
Right.
If there's not another one, or I mean, right, clearly right now there are two Sturmans because he still has a does the ukulele show. Or no, it's a is it Carmen?
Carmen does Carmen. It from Catskill, yeah, but yeah.
But we don't want this to be called Sturman.mp3.
Right.
We want this to be called remote.mp3.
Right.
All right. Do you have photos you understand? I was going to break it down again.
Yeah. And then so the this one should always stay. The power should always stay.
I leave it just so it doesn't break.
But the other ones. Well, this one comes out. This one goes out too.
I think we leave all the. We left all four of these hanging on. Sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just easier to leave them because you don't lose them because some of them are really short. The other thing we didn't really talk about, but you do want to change the this and this because that's what people see if you look on that.
Well, we don't want to change the server though, right? Because that's where it's going to.
Like, that's not the server name. The server name is where it's going to is... I think that, wherever it says Sturman.
Yeah, that's...
We don't want to change, yes.
Yeah.
That's just the name of this stream. I think we don't need to change waveform radio, that's fine.
But this.
That we want to change.
The new mount point.
And I assume the password stays the same, but... This we definitely want to change every time. This is what people see. The name here is the name of the stream, and the description is it. So if like live from Spike's Record Rack would be the name, and then the description would be Jenny Toomey performs songs from her first album or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then you're going to get a different microphone, too?
Probably, yeah. I mean, the other one is also kind of a... It's a PG-48 rather than a Shure 57.
Yeah.
So they're both weaker mics. We probably have regular mics. But I'm going to add a third mic, which is a condenser mic.
Right, which then needs the phantom power.
And it's also much more directional than you just point it at an area and it picks up that area rather than pick up, you know, very near. Like at Left Bank that day, that would having a condenser would have been good because then two or three people sit down, you can sort of point the condenser at the two or three people. You don't have to lean in, all that stuff. This has a button so you can pan the mics if you want to make it sound like one person to the right and one person to the left. EQ. There's gain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And what do you, so when you're, what level are you usually looking to hit?
I'd say 75% is is if you can get 75% there and there.
Yeah.
And then you also have compressor limiter to watch.
Check, check, check. Ah! You see, you have to get pretty loud to get all the way to the... Ah! But if I just talk like this, it doesn't really get there.
Better than I can tell you, but threshold ratio release gain. Yeah, so I can't explain this, but threshold is
basically it tells it nothing can go below or above this point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably below. And
totally thought it's called really nice compressor.
This is the super nice button. If you press that, it becomes super nice.
Yeah.
And then this bypasses it. So yeah, we should get a lesson from
Jen on that.
When is Jen coming in? Is it
tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Friday?
No,
Sunday. Or no, Saturday.
So Saturday.
Now she's coming Sunday, though.
Are you going to be there Sunday?
Unless I have a tour booked.
So then don't come special for this. But
but I can, like, look up videos.
Or what I was going to suggest is I would make a video with Jen on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I would say, go over this with me for Meredith, and I'll film you, and then both of us would have it. And we could always refer to it, because this is going to be something
that'd be great.
We forget about. Like,
yeah.
She's given me this lesson before, and I've forgotten
it. Right.
And
so well,
we
it's
just
been
have
so, such a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see about her this week.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't think of anything else it really needs. You take a bigger mixer if you have a bigger situation. You know, you know you're going to have several guests, then you would bring a bigger mixer and more mics and mic cables. Otherwise, this is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah.
This is good.
Great.
All right.
Cool.
I mean, we could use this at Latinx easily.
Yeah.
Right. Totally.
Right. And it's all ready to go and boom.
Mm-hmm.
And so the worst case scenario, you don't have internet, and then you make your phone a hotspot and hook this up to your phone. That's what I did.
Right.
There's a lack of Wi-Fi.
Wait, hook what up to your phone?
I just
I would make
my phone a hotspot,
oh,
and then I would choose.
Yeah, that's what he means. He doesn't mean literally hook it up.
Not literally hook it up, but I would choose Thomas's phone in the once I make it my phone a hotspot. Then it says Thomas's phone is among the ones, and I pick that up as the internet.
I think I have the
okay. Well, that's good to know, because depending...
And you can take a hotspot with us.
Yeah.
We have a hotspot in each studio, and you could borrow the hotspot.
Traditionally, we always used to send the hotspot out with the remote kit, but now that people's phones are functional as hotspots, that's changed.
But for you, whenever
but
you
for
borrow
you,
it,
yeah,
you
you
would
definitely
take a hotspot with you.
Yeah.
You want to show her where the hotspot is?
Well, it's actually connected now. That's why you have that AT&T signal in here.
So, but we can borrow it if
we
know that no one's going to be using this
definitely.
Studio.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's one sitting on the shelf in Studio B in Agra.
I know where that one is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I
you
mean, is that something that we, like, should have, like, as part of, like, another hotspot for remote?
Well, we just need to leave it there because the hotspot gets used for other things too.
Right, like
but
I'm saying, one would live in like a separate one. Would live
well,
in
I just say we can't afford a separate one.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Otherwise,
okay.
it would live.
Yeah.
We would have
got
one
it.
In this.
Yeah.
Case.
And
because every time you use it, you should borrow that hotspot.
Yeah, and then keep track of how often that happens, and then maybe we can talk about getting another one because we did at one point have
an extra one
that could travel. But
now I never use it because I just use my phone.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So, but like for Latinx, we wanted to have
that day we
a
would
backup.
Definitely had it.
Yeah.
Had
so you know that ahead of time, you pack it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm going to break it down.